This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, sleepy no more. Joe Biden has he seems to have taken to the Oval Office with a whole bunch of gusto. And day before yesterday, he resumed a climate policy blitz that has already included rejoining the Paris Agreement and deep-sixing the Keystone XL pipeline, with an executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad. Which, by the way, is already well in hand, because even with all of our energy independence and all these other things that we have, we still lead the world in reduction of greenhouse gases. So he's wanting to solve an issue that really isn't an issue, which is what Democrats do. One of the banner proclamations from the Wednesday order are that Biden will pause the leasing of federal land to oil and gas companies, and he's going to seal off 30% of federal land from development altogether, create a national climate task force to wage government-wide battle on climate change, and require of the intelligence services a national intelligence estimate on the security impacts of climate change. That shouldn't... That shouldn't be very hard to write, that one. For a document spanning over 7,500 words, it is notably thin on concrete. Not a lot of solid stuff in there. Promises to prioritize or to coordinate and so on about, but only the federal land policy stand out as tangible. To be clear, the effects of the de facto leasing ban will be very real to those in the line of the policy's fire. Economic casualties will mount to over time in the western states, much larger portions of which are federal, than in the east, south, or midwest. New Mexico, where a bunch of Democratic House members are having buyer's remorse now, will be the hardest hit, given that a third of its state revenue comes from oil and gas, much of it drilled on federal land. But then we come to the punchline, because I've been watching the gas prices, and normally, even when they're just bad news, I don't know how many days they keep in stockpile, but normally you'll see the price start to creep up, and it has crept up, and then it, around here anyway, it crept back down, because the immediate effects of this order are virtually nil. Leases for the coming years are in place. Records were set in the lead-up to the election last year, and production will continue. Even the order's medium-range effect of knocking federal land production of oil and gas offline is limited in destructive capability. Federal land and water combine to produce only about 25% of U.S. oil and 15% of U.S. gas, and that's because most of the successful oil and gas parcels are not actually on federal in federal areas. It will eventually make us a bit more dependent on oil and gas imports. It will put upward pressure on prices and cause a few hundred thousand jobs to evaporate. But it's not going to get us off of fossil fuel. If you want me to sound like Yoda, harmful this order is, revolutionary, it is not. And most of it, truth be told, is just more of the hot air that we've come to expect from politicians and appointees on this issue. The steps that the Biden administration have outlined don't match the severity of the situation that they allege. climate envoy John Kerry, whatever that means, said the stakes on climate change just simply couldn't be any higher than they are right now. It is existential. That's pretty serious. Existential. That means today I went and I filled up my car with gas because tomorrow I go down, I see my chiropractor down in Columbia, South Carolina, and, you know, I like to have a full tank of gas when I go down there. And, well, let's just say my head was on a swivel because I'm out there and I'm thinking, this is existential. I don't know what that means. I don't know where it's going to come from, but I'm looking around. If Kerry and Biden genuinely believe climate change will wipe out humanity, then the order they've just put out should make them red in the face. What does it amount to? This is the, this is politicians will summit, pledges will be made, elbows will bump. But Biden's plan to meet what he calls the urgent demands of the climate crisis is a farce. He promises, which that's not a hard promise to keep because the United States is not on a trajectory to cause this, you know? He promises to avoid setting the world on a dangerous, potentially catastrophic climate trajectory, ignoring the warnings of the vaunted Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that we're on a trajectory right this very moment that will send us soaring past the Paris Agreement temperature threshold of 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels in a matter of decades. Which we're always pushing that back, by the way. I don't know how many times we've supposed to become a flaming ball of fire or a ice cube over time. We've always been told, well, this is going to happen. Before long, New York City will be underwater. Which, I guess it's good that, you know, it's partially abandoned right now. Makes me wonder why the Obamas bought an oceanfront property. As has been the case every 4 years since we developed the ability to measure such things, global greenhouse gas concentrations will be higher when Biden's term ends than when he entered office. And part of it, well, I mean, every time Kerry goes somewhere to be the climate envoy, he flies in a personal jet. When all of the celebrities showed up to be at the Biden inaugural, they flew in private jets. His government-wide approach to climate change will undoubtedly be grand in scope. And if you throw enough darts at the board, he's likely to score a hit every now and then. But while the Biden approach presents a public posture of concern, we're pretty much going to go on living in much the same way as we have for the last few generations. And he's telling Americans that what they want to hear, that the dirty oil workers in New Mexico are to blame, not you. This enables everybody that's in touch with their feels to feel like they're on the right side of history, even as they drive their SUVs from one climate-controlled, energy-sucking suburban building to the next. And the administration lacks either a grasp of the facts or the courage to convey them. And achieving his own promise of adhering to the Paris Agreement threshold by eliminating natural gas and coal from electricity generation in 15 years and being carbon neutral in 30 would require a discontinuation of the American way of life. It would require deep behavioral changes across our society, and it wouldn't be pretty. What do you think they have to take away from us to actually implement that? What do you think they'd have to take away from us, like, you know, weapons? The real outrage is that his orders served up a regional slice of the U.S. energy economy and all its workers in order to appear serious about climate without much real action. And the same can be said for the Keystone XL pipeline cancellation, which will simply put oil onto railroad cars and construction workers onto the job markets. Warren Buffett will make some money off of that one. You could actually, you know, there are things he could do. Like, you know, if he wants a low-emission electricity source, we already have that developed. It's called nuclear power. And since we haven't built a new nuclear reactor since I was in my teens, maybe we could build a couple of new ones, and it'd probably be pretty safe. I'm just spitballing here. But nowhere in the 7,500 words of his executive order does the word nuclear appear. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. at franklinarmory.com. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the astonishing amount of press that she gets, the astonishing amount of power they purport that she wields, is only comparable to her astonishing ignorance. Recently, on TV, on CNN, she proclaimed guns are not allowed in the District of Columbia. She was being interviewed by Chris Cuomo, first brother, of course, to Democratic New York governor and Maine serial killer Andrew Watt, revised nursing home report Cuomo, who's also no stranger to gun control causes. Now, for the people in D.C., for the gun owners living in D.C., that might come as a shock. It might also come as a shock to the only federal firearms licensee, D.C. Security Associates. Or maybe you might want, somebody might try to explain that to the police department itself, which became the sole licensee for a brief period of time. But this confusion doesn't make Representative Ocasio-Cortez correct. Not even by a long shot. The District of Columbia's attempt to deny guns inside the district has failed miserably, point by point. And then that resulted in the landmark Heller decision, which affirmed the Second Amendment as an individual right, and stated that local authorities cannot ban an entire class of commonly owned firearms. Before that case, D.C. had in fact banned the possession of handguns. And in the subsequent litigation, the federal courts have ordered that the district must issue licenses to carry firearms to qualified law-abiding citizens. Sort of, when you think about this, most people will say, well, Washington, D.C. is the seat of the greatest nation on the planet. And they trust nobody. And they have law-abiding citizens that they trust nobody. So they had to be dragged kicking and screaming into the sun. But there has, all of this stuff that I just mentioned has put an end to their ban on handguns. In D.C., 4,000 people have obtained a concealed carry permit from the D.C. Police Department, which requires hours of classroom instruction and range certification. Over half of those in the last fiscal year were for residents who live outside the district, according to a Washington Post report. And, amongst normal people, this might end the discussion on whether it's lawful to exercise fundamental rights in the federal enclave, where the nation's elected representatives meet. The only thing it doesn't put an end to is the ignorance of Representative Ocasio-Cortez and her ignorance of the law. She was making her wildly incorrect remark when she was explaining why she didn't attend President Joe Biden's inauguration. She said, she didn't feel safe since fellow members of Congress were asserting their right to keep and bear arms. Like, Lauren Boebert and Thomas Massie were going to roll up on her and just, rock a blah, rock a blah, baby, Hubba, hubba, hubba. Name some other things. This might be where she's confused, too. Firearm possession within the Capitol Hill complex is forbidden for everyone except members of Congress and law enforcement. And while Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is throwing up metal detectors and having U.S. representatives get wanded down every time they go into the House chamber to cast their votes, this notion that members of Congress can't have guns in the Capitol is a bunch of junk. Last time this came up was in 2015 when Congressman Ken Buck took all appropriate steps to hang an American flag-themed AR-15, or as I call it, a PDW, personal defense weapon, in his Capitol Hill office. Pretty much crippled, it was unloaded, bolt removed, and disabled with a trigger lock. Oh, but doesn't it look pretty with all that stuff hanging off of it? Gun control politicians clutched their pearls and their prayer beads and shrieked that such an abomination can't be tolerated. Except that it has been tolerated. It's been tolerated for 6 years now. Kimberly Schneider, a spokesperson for the Capitol Hill Police, said members of Congress may maintain firearms within the confines of their office, and they and any employee or agent or any member of Congress may transport within the Capitol grounds firearms unloaded and securely wrapped. I don't know if that means with a bow or not. Same rule also explains that no one shall carry any firearm inside the chamber or on the floor of either the house, in any lobby or cloakroom adjacent thereto, in the galleries or of either house, or in the marble room of the Senate or Rayburn room of the house, unless assigned or approved by the two sergeants of arms for maintenance of adequate security. So, if anybody wants to take this and record this and send this to AOC, I'll make it very simple. Guns are legal in Washington, D.C., and members of Congress can have guns in their offices. Rules adopted by the House of Representatives forbid them on the floor of the House chamber, in the respective lobbies and cloakroom or designated rooms. Unfortunately, this isn't the first time her ignorance has been on display when it comes to federal firearms laws. She accused fellow Congressman Dan Crenshaw of wanting to lend firearms to people unsupervised who can't pass a background check. And she accused any friends of Representative Crenshaw to have likely abused their spouse or have a violent criminal record, and you may not know it, which was all speculation on her part. If she took time to understand the Constitution that she's sworn to defend or the law she purports to understand and advance, she would know that it's a felony to knowingly transfer a firearm to a prohibited individual. This includes domestic abusers. She shouldn't have been tweeting about this. She should have been turning him in if she had that kind of evidence. But it all started when she said she didn't feel safe and claimed many other members of Congress agreed with her. She didn't offer any names. or even attempt at putting a number on it. She did willingly ignore that a concern for safety is exactly why more than 8.4 million new gun owners purchased a weapon for the first time. She has sponsored 29 bills and amendments. None of her bills have passed the House of Representatives, which has been controlled the whole time during her tenure by the Democrats. This juice that she supposedly had, I don't see any evidence of it. She talks a lot. She talks a nauseating amount. And it's double nauseating because most of the time it's completely ignorant of anything resembling fact. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not happy with some of the 40 executive orders signed by President Joe Biden in the last 9 days.
There's nothing green about a tsunami of pink slips for American workers or carting Canadian crude around in trucks and trains.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor Friday. The White House coronavirus response team is keeping an eye on the still rising coronavirus death rate in the United States. CDC Director Rachel Walensky also notes that the virus mutations that they have forecasted are starting to spread.
We expected this, and this is why I feel compelled to underscore for you the need for each of us to remain steadfast in our commitment to taking all of the appropriate steps to protect ourselves and our communities.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden visiting wounded service members at Walter Reed National Medical Center in Maryland. It's Biden's first trip to the military hospital as commander-in-chief.
Going out to visit some of the soldiers and sailors that are wounded and look at the vaccination procedure. I've been at Walter Reed a lot. I spent almost 6 months there myself as a patient.
Biden also with a message regarding more coronavirus relief.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
A series of major winter storms are predicted to strike parts of the northeastern United States over the next few days. The National Weather Service says people from the mid-Atlantic north and east should expect heavy snow, Arctic-like temperatures, and strong winds. In preparation for the cold front, at least 10 states ranging from New Hampshire to North Carolina are under winter weather advisories. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. You know, Biden's only been president for 9 days. And it seems a lot longer. There are times, and they seem to be increasing in frequency, where his deteriorating mental state overcomes his poor character and he commits the classic political gaffe, which is, for those of us cognizant of the old saw, when a politician accidentally tells the truth. And his gaffes have quite often involved what appear to be true representations of his views on race relations, and the one most likely to be remembered was his boasting of the efficacy of his voter fraud program in advance of the 2020 election. But last week he let loose something affecting the rest of us much more tangibly. Biden confessed that at the end of the day, nothing government does will matter where COVID-19 is concerned, which, you know, that's not really, it doesn't take a genius to understand that. A virus is going to virus. That's what the viruses do. He admitted there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory. That's, you got to use trajectory in a lot of sentences when you're in government, of the pandemic in the next several months. No kidding. Then he proceeded to stoke panic in the markets and among Americans by declaring that the COVID deaths will well exceed 600,000 in the next couple of months, prompting reporters to query as to his source for that. I saw something today about an old TV guy. He was 95 years old. I don't remember his name. He was one of those presenters, game show guys. 95 years old, passed away. They said it was a COVID death. For some reason, Cicely Tyson did not pass away from that, though. So the closest such estimate would be from the brutally inaccurate prognosticators at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, a Bill Gates-funded monstrosity that even the leftists of the nation complain is distorted public health data. They now say there will be 569,000 deaths by May the 1st if the country isn't locked back down. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, seems like the last time, what was the number when Trump left off? What was the number when Trump lost the election? Because everybody was saying Trump killed those people. He had blood on his hands. Probably forgotten about that whole Bill Gates thing, though, haven't it? It's been months since anybody paid any attention to their back of a napkin numbers. And now Joe Biden is, I guess, resuscitating them and then exaggerating their projection. He also, earlier this week, informed America that he had some 100 billion doses of vaccine to distribute to the American people. Which is, that's great news, even if it was a 1,000-fold exaggeration of the vaccine doses left to him by President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. Biden renamed that program and then proudly put out his own vaccine plan, which differed not at all in any substance at all from Trump's. And he retained Trump's public health bureaucrats, who stand to this day as the chief reason Trump was not reelected in November. Anthony Fauci, the highest paid individual in the entire federal government, despite a long record of abject failures, a public health official, has actually managed a promotion under Joe Biden. Wow. He is now demanding that we wear not just one mask when in public, but two, or maybe even three. Why should we stop there? I'm going to go get a deep-sea diving suit. One of those metal ones that can really withstand the pressure. Walk around in that sucker. But I'm not going to observe. If I'm wearing that, I'm not going to observe social distancing. There's, you know, we're told not to ignore the science, and here he wants us to wear three masks. After scientific study and mass personal observation has demonstrated pretty clearly that masks don't effectively prevent the spread of COVID-19. If they did, it wouldn't be necessary for Fauci to tell people to wear more than one. And which is obvious. And it's safe to say that if you're listening to me right now, if you're old enough to remember when the American news media would react to such cheap and shoddy fare with something more demonstrative than, nay, I like it not. When Trump attempted to promote calm in the face of the virus's arrival on our shores, he was accused of murder by alleged journalist and political war profiteer Bob Woodward. When he suggested the possibility that hydroxychloroquine might be an effective treatment for COVID-19, which actually turns out to be quite accurate. He was hooted down and accused of killing an Arizona man by inciting him to drink fish tank cleaner. The actual truth to that was the poor victim was poisoned by his wife. When he theorized about disinfecting the lungs of COVID patients using UV light, something that has been investigated and patented by medical science in L.A. that was related to the commonly understood idea that large amounts of vitamin D generated when one is out in the sun and exposed its UV light helped to fight off the virus, he was accused of inciting people to drink bleach. And the same media sharks conducting a feeding frenzy on his every move where COVID was concerned took Biden's statements in a strangely different light. The sharks have surprisingly become the guppies. Biden isn't out of his depth, and he hasn't surrendered to the virus, as Trump was accused of doing. No, not according to the press. Biden's just employing a tried and true political strategy. He's under-promising and over-delivering. Yeah. His under-promising roiled markets this week, because of course it did. The big story is that the populist army of small investors on Reddit managed to do some completely deserving, hedge fund vultures, but having a president throw his hands and admit COVID is out of control while also demanding more virus lockdowns has not helped stock prices or the fortunes of Wall Street or Main Street, for that matter. So if there's nothing government can do to save these 200,000 lives, Joe, then how about we go back to normal? Wouldn't your COVID lockdowns and your multiple mask mandates be a waste of our time, effort, livelihood, and inconvenience? Do I have to put up with all that nonsense if I'm probably going to die anyway? Can't I be a little more comfortable? I guess not. He's instituted a mask mandate on federal property, which he has repeatedly violated himself because, hey, he's the prez. And maybe he didn't have two masks, so per Fauci, there was little point in wearing only one. It's hard to know for sure with Biden or with Susan Rice, who may be the actual real president. But here's the bottom line. COVID and the media hysteria and strained censorship has spun throughout the country, proved a nut too tough for Trump to crack. And Trump was, generally speaking, a very effective executive where policy matters were concerned. And we have not upgraded. Oh, no. With Biden, there's little hope of coherence, competence, or success in dealing with the virus. It will do what it will do. Regardless of government action, the only real hope of tamping it down comes from the distribution of the vaccines, which is something that Biden will claim credit for, but was a Trump accomplishment in full. But now, you know, there is at least a little glimmer of hope that honesty might trickle from Biden's lips on occasions where COVID is concerned. When you start to slip mentally, that practice liar you might have been all of your life, that begins to slip with it. You begin to lose control of that. That polish goes away. And occasionally he'll tell the truth when in those moments where he doesn't have the earpiece in. And even when he has the earpiece in, it's still a disaster. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live. Wow, that's great. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the Salus line, the Militia line, the Providence line. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. If the name Tatiana Schlossberg sounds like a brand for white privilege, well, you'd be right. But she's not a top chef or a fashion designer. She's the 30-year-old daughter of Caroline Kennedy and Ed Schlossberg, and the granddaughter of former President John F. Kennedy. And like Maria Shriver at NBC News, Tatiana has become an objective journalist for a while, or became one, covering the environment for the New York Times from 2014 to 2017, which, to me, that just takes a level of creativity I just don't possess to cover the environment. Because I just, you know, I go out in it every day. Sometimes it's overcast, sometimes it isn't. But that's not the environment, that's the weather. When she wrote a book in 2019 called Inconspicuous Consumption, NBC put her on TV and pushed her to run to office, and she deferred, saying she is a journalist, a political activist of a different stripe. On January 24th, she reviewed 3 books on environmental disaster for the New York Times Book Review. One book had an especially provocative title, How to Blow Up a Pipeline, by a far-left Swedish professor named Andreas Malm. It was published on January 5th by Verso Books, which calls itself the largest independent radical publishing house in the English-speaking world. This was one day before the terrible riot on Capitol Hill. Verso's promotional blurb for this latest version of a Unabomber tell-all is really something. And I quote, in this lyrical manifesto, noted climate scholar and saboteur of SUV tires and coal mines, Andreas Malm makes an impassioned call for the climate movement to escalate its tactics in the face of ecological collapse. We need, he argues, to force fossil fuel extraction to stop with our actions, with our bodies, and by diffusing and destroying its tools. We need, in short, to start blowing up some oil pipelines. Now, excuse my cynicism, but it seems intellectually incoherent for the New York Times to cheer social media platforms for squashing voices that promoted conspiracy theories about Trump's landslide victory, because that might lead to violence, and then offer space to a book advocating property destruction via terrorism, via bombing. Online, they promoted it with the headline, "Three books offer new ways to think about environmental disaster." Continues, "When it comes to big energy as opposed to big government, a few pipeline bombs offer new ways to think, an expansion of our ecological possibility." Schlossberg calls it a compelling but frustrating treatise. She says, "One of the most satisfying parts of the book comes when he brutally dispatches with climate fatalists." Maybe when reviewing a book that endorses blowing stuff up, the words "brutally" and "dispatches" should be avoided. She loves how he writes that climate fatalism is for those on top. But here we have the poster girl for white privilege, a roving global correspondent born on top, promoting violence against energy companies, which provide jobs to Americans in flyover states much less privileged than she is. Now, Tatiana does not, she insists that Malm doesn't offer any actual instructions for explosions, you know. And she concludes that the problem with violence, even if it's meant only to destroy fossil capital, is that ultimately it's impossible to control. Finally, we get something like that. Finally, we get a true statement. You can ask whether it would be advisable or appropriate to publish a book titled "How to Blow a Book Publisher." Maybe Verso Books, did they ever consider that one? Or whether someone who's hurt or whose family members are killed in a pipeline explosion could sue for damages. And should Biden's Department of Homeland Security broaden its focus on domestic terrorism from merely the far right or the far left? The left's attempt to place the entire terrorism narrative on the right is completely undermined by its promotion of noxious books like this one. But in this is the thing that she finds out. With what happened on January the 6th, for example, we now know Antifa was there. We now know that they were planning this in November, right? They were planning this in November. The planning started prior to the election. Well, maybe after the election. I don't know when. The election was November the 3rd. But we know it happened in November. They had pre-positioned stuff. They had pre-coordinated who was going to go and who wasn't. These things that come out, which completely defeat the narrative of terrorism, though, are the ones that just they make me giggle or chuckle or whatever the term would be for me. Once you condone violence, violence is like a reaction. It's like a nuclear reaction. Before we ever detonated an atomic bomb, a nuclear bomb, a hydrogen bomb, before that ever happened, they didn't know what was going to happen with it. They didn't know if it would continue to react. They didn't know if it would set the atmosphere on fire. And yet they did it anyway. Science, baby. I mean, you know, you got to get out there. You got to go where no man's gone before, right? Like the CERN scientists that got out there that were going to make mini black holes that projected, well, we don't think anything's going to happen. What do you mean you don't think? But this is the thing about science. But she's correct. Once you condone and loose violence, this is not something that can be controlled by some higher authority. In fact, the violence will consume that which gave it life to begin with. See, this is part and parcel of what happened on January the 6th. the leftists finally saw a riot they didn't like. So now they're out and doing all this other crazy stuff. So it becomes part and parcel whether or not this is going to be allowed or that's going to be allowed. But what actually happens when you start down this path, it doesn't matter what anybody wants at that point. Once the violence begins, then well, at some point it's going to have to be stopped. It's not something gradual. It's not something that you can do and simply make it go away. This is the part the leftists have got to figure out for themselves. And I don't under, you know, I'm Antifa and BLM is they got a life of their own. They're not beholden to anybody. They are anarchists. They will be coming for the Democrats as well. Just ask Ted Wheeler how that's working out in Portland. Jenny Durkin in Seattle. Ask her how it's going. It's right there for everybody to see. I'm going to flip into hour number two. I'm going to be joined by Dean Weingart in hour number three. In hour number two, they've stopped building the wall, but Mexico wants the Biden administration to curb gun trafficking. I don't know if they know how to do that. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendova.